This is Terry Mandel, DO, dictating an attorney letter to Richard B. Cherry, attorney at law. Address on file of the firm Pointer and Bucherry. Dear Mr. Bucherry, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, James Ty, please note the following medical letter, period. James is J-A-M-E-S. Ty is T-Y-E. The patient was seen by me on December 20th, 2022, to perform an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, period. I obtained the history directly from the patient as well as performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 39-year-old male. Height 6'3", tall, weight 285 pounds, period. The patient was involved in an automobile accident on or about May 7th of 2022, period. The patient was wearing a seatbelt, period. Although he denied loss of consciousness, he sustained injury in a serious rear-end injury, period. He was stopped on I-70 in his vehicle and was hit by a truck, period. The patient was in a new Honda Civic, and when he was struck, he was pushed into the vehicle in front, period. No airbags were deployed, but the vehicle was totaled with approximately $27,000 damage to the vehicle, period. The patient was jerked and immediately disoriented, period. He had pain in his neck, comma, headache, comma, pain radiating down to his left shoulder, comma, and left arm pain. Not and, we'll say comma, left arm pain, comma, and pain radiating down to the low back, period. Present day, despite treatment, he is still experiencing neck pain that radiates to the left shoulder, period. His headaches, comma, arm pain, comma, and low back pain have resolved, period. New paragraph. His persistent neck pain is described as sharp and stabbing, period. It is intermittent, occurring greater than 1 hour per day, period. It radiates to the left shoulder, period. On a good day, it ranges in intensity from 1 out of 10 to a bad day, a 4 out of 10, period. The pain is worse when he turns his head, period. New paragraph. The timeline for treatment is best recollected by the patient was that day he was seen in the emergency room at St. Francis, period. He had a CAT scan of his neck and brain and put on medication as well as referred to follow-up, period. A few days later, he was seen at Performance Wellness, had physical therapy and chiropractic care, period. This occurred for a few weeks, period. They did treat mostly his neck area, but some his low back area as well, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. He has problems with competition, softball, comma, housework, comma, yard work, comma, lifting his child, comma, as well as sleeping, period. New paragraph. Medications. He denies prescription medication, but uses over-the-counter medication for this automobile accident, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes over-the-counter medications as well as stretching exercises, period. New paragraph. Past medical history denies. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history reveals that the patient has never injured his neck in the past or had neck pain, period. The patient injured his low back lifting his son several years ago. He was seen in the emergency room and by his family doctor, and the low back pain totally resolved after a few weeks without any kind of significant treatment, period. The patient was involved in an automobile accident 15-plus years ago, whereby he had a concussion, but no treatment or permanency was noted, period. He has had 2 to 3 concussions over the years, mostly with dirt bike injuries, but no permanency, period. The patient has had no work injuries, period. The patient fractured his arm and wrist as a child and also playing softball, period. New paragraph, past surgical history denies. New paragraph, occupation is that of a machinist. He is able to work full-time, period. He occasionally has pain when he works as a result of this automobile accident, period. New paragraph. Upon review of the records, I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent findings. Emergency room records dated May 6, 2022, Franciscan Health Emergency Department states a 39-year-old male who presents to the ED with sudden worsening moderate neck and shoulder pain, status post-motor vehicle collision times 5 hours, period. Was stationary due to traffic, period. He then was hit in the back of the vehicle by a truck going around 50 miles per hour, period. Patient notes hitting the car in front of him, but notes the airbag did not deploy, period. On review of systems, it was positive for myalgia and neck pain as well as headaches. Also in the emergency room, abnormalities were noted on physical examination, with spasm being pregnant as well. They did a CT scan of the cervical spine, which was negative for fracture. They also did a CT of the brain, which was negative for acute intracranial abnormalities, period. Their clinical impression was one, neck strain initial encounter. Number two, contusions of the head, period. Records from Performance Wellness South, May 11th, 2022. Diagnosis was acute post-traumatic headache, contusion without loss of consciousness. Concussion without loss of consciousness, and sprain of the ligaments in the lumbar and thoracic spine, and strain of the back wall of the thorax, period. They did various therapies, including massage, mechanical traction, therapeutic exercises, hydrotherapy, cold laser, and they treated the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar regions, period. Family Medicine Center notes from Franciscan Physicians, May 24th, 2022. Patient in car accident, May 6th, 2022. Seen at the Franciscan Emergency Room, period. Diagnosed with a head contusion and neck sprain, states he is still experiencing back pain and has been seeing a chiropractor, period. The diagnosis was motor vehicle accident, subsequent encounter, period. New paragraph. On physical examination by me, examination of the skin revealed a scar noted in the left anterior ankle region, period. ENT examination was negative, period. Pupils equal and reactive to light and accommodation, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Examination of the thyroid was unremarkable, period. Auscultation of the heart regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs clear, period. Examination of the cervical area was abnormal, period. There was paravertebral muscle spasm noted in the cervical area. There was heat and tenderness present in the cervical area, period. There was loss of normal cervical lordotic curve, period. There was diminished strength in the cervical area, period. There was diminished range of motion noted in the cervical area, period. Cervical flexion was diminished by 22 degrees. Extension diminished by 16 degrees, side bending on the left diminished by 28 degrees, and on the right by 30 degrees, period. Examination of the thoracic and lumbar areas were unremarkable, period. Abdominal examination was soft and obese with normal bowel sounds, period. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. Neurological examination revealed a diminished left biceps reflex. Remainder of the reflexes were normal at 2 over 4. There was normal grip strength bilaterally, period. New paragraph. After review of all the medical records and several bills, I have found that all his treatment and medical expenses as outlined above and that have occurred as a result of the May 22 automobile accident were all appropriate, reasonable, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number one, cervical trauma, strain, and pain with radiculopathy, period. Number two, head contusions with possible concussion. Number three, post-traumatic cephalgia. Number four, left shoulder strain. Number five, thoracic strain. Number six, lumbar strain, period. The above six diagnoses are directly caused by the automobile accident in question of May of 2022, period. Diagnoses two through six have resolved with treatment and time, period. New paragraph. At this time, I am rendering an impairment rating, period. Utilizing the book Guides to Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA, the patient qualifies for a 3% whole body impairment utilizing Table 17-2, Class 1, period. As a patient ages, he will be more prone to permanent arthritis in the cervical region, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. The patient will need continued use of over-the-counter anti-inflammatory and analgesic medications at an estimated cost of $90 a month for the remainder of his life, period. The patient can benefit by some injections in the cervical region at an estimated cost of $3,500, period. The patient can benefit by occasional use of a neck brace at an estimated cost of $200 and need to be replaced every 2 years, period. The patient can benefit by a TENS unit to the cervical region at an estimated cost of $500, period. I would also advise an MRI to the cervical region to rule out a herniated disc as the patient does have abnormalities on a physical examination as well as radicular symptoms indicating a herniated disc may be present, period. Estimated cost of this MRI is $2,500, period. Should this MRI be positive, surgery would need to be entertained, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are both based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. The patient gave me informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DO, end of dictation.